And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Friendship Botanical Gardens in Michigan City. He's going to talk about a series they have coming up called Music Under the Stars Concert Series, which is returning there. And it's going to be running from May through October. We have Ashley Neal, who's Event Venue Coordinator. Ashley, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us briefly about the gardens, in case somebody doesn't know about that, and then the other things you do before we move on to the events that are happening there, especially the Under Stars event.
And how you found Friendship Botanic Gardens yourself.
Yeah, so Friendship Botanic Gardens were actually started in 1933 after the Century of Progress Fair in Chicago. And we've been around ever since then, and we are a great community resource for getting back in touch with nature, walking around. We also host community events that are either free or low cost for, holidays, also educational events as well. And then we have our Music Under the Stars summer concert series. That's a fundraiser. And that starts in May and goes all the way through October. So we have opening day for the gardens is Tuesday, May 2nd. We are open Tuesday through Sunday, May through October. And then our first concert is Johnny V. He is a local artist, and that is on May 4th. And then we also have Johnny the first Thursday of every month, May through September. And then his last show is actually the last of the summer concert series. And that is on October 1st. It's his Harvest Moon show, which is a little different than his regular shows. Definitely something that people should come out and see, even if they've seen some of his earlier shows. The October 1st is a little different. And then going from there in July, on the 14th and July 15th, we have two great country tribute acts. One is an Eric Church tribute. The other is a Chris Stapleton tribute. And then that Sunday, July 16th, is the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. And that is a returning concert. We've had them a couple of years in a row now, and we absolutely love to have the local talent. And then that following weekend, we're going to have on July 21st and July 22nd some great pop hits throughout the decades. And then in August, we have a band called The Boy Band Night. So they do a tribute to some of the best boy bands, you know, like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, etc. That's August 11th. And then August 12th, we have Welcome to the Other Side drag show. That following weekend, Friday the 8th, August 18th, is a local artist named Robert Rolf Feddersen. And he does folk, rock, things like that. And then that next Saturday is going to have a variety of musical acts to be announced.
Excellent.
Where are the girl bands?
There's going to be some girls featured in our hits through the decades that second weekend in July. So I'm excited for all of them, though.
Well, while you have the season already booked in the future, and we have musicians and things that do listen to the show, would they contact you for future performances or things like that to get on the schedule?
Yes, absolutely. We love to feature local talent, and they would just reach out to me either via my contact information on the website, or they can reach out to us on social media. Those will get forwarded to me as well. I'm definitely always available for local talent.
So what's the cost of doing this? I know you have this the beautiful pavilion that's just been built, and I think there's a variance in cost. Some is free, some is 20. So how does that all work?
Yeah, definitely. So our community events are usually free or very low cost. Our concert tickets pricing varies, so anywhere from $20 to $50 is the range. Our local artists, like Johnny V, that's $20 for his first Thursday concerts. And then some of our events that have, some bigger names, those are going to be our more expensive tickets.
Very good. And do you have any kind of concession there or something like that that people can enjoy? Or can they bring wine and sit on the kind of they do at Ravinia? Is that possible?
Yeah. So that's a great comparison. We do have beer and wine available for purchase, as well as non-alcoholic beverages too. Some light refreshments also available to purchase, but you're definitely welcome to bring in a picnic basket. We've had people bring in pizza from local pizza places, a full charcuterie board. We're pretty open to about anything.
Excellent. And if you wanted to get other types of things there at the gardens, and, you know, it's a beautiful place to go, especially all the different nations and things, you're the contact person. What other type of events do you have available at the gardens?
Yeah, so aside from just our concerts, we have the holiday events that I mentioned. So we just recently had our Bunny Hop Easter event, our Wake Up the Gardens Volunteer Cleanup Day. The next event on the bracket is our annual fundraiser gala. That is on April 29th at Heston Hills. Tickets for that can be bought through our website. It is Havana Night themed, so there's going to be Afro-Cuban live music and a cigar bar, live and silent auction. Definitely a fun time there. And then we also have our educational events and other holiday events throughout the rest of the year.
And you're always looking for volunteers, right? For
the clean up
the gardens.
Absolutely. Volunteers can also reach out to me at my other email, which is thevolunteer@friendshipbotanicgardens.org. I wear many hats.
Well, Ashley, tell us real quickly how to get there and the upcoming event with Johnny V.
Yes. So we are right off of US Highway 12 in Michigan City. We're just a short drive from the main drag of downtown Franklin and Washington Park Beach in Michigan City. And our first concert coming up is Johnny V, which is Thursday, May 4th from 7 to 9.
That's Ashley Neal, event coordinator for Friendship Botanical Gardens in Michigan City. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight. Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.